Mitrovica's two realities are neatly divided by the fast-moving Ibar River. Bordered by low mountains on three sides, Mitrovica's town center until 1999 spanned both sides of the river. But in the aftermath of war, Serbs fled north and Albanians south. While South Mitrovica's population is much larger, North Mitrovica and its 20,000 inhabitants comprise Kosovo's only Serb-majority urban area. There's been little interaction across the ethnic divide since 1999, when NATO launched airstrikes against Serbian forces who'd been waging a campaign of violence and repression against ethnic Albanians. Bojan Vasic is a law student at North Mitrovica's Serbian Language University. He says a Kosovar-Albanian declaration of independence will be illegal, but he expects no trouble in the north.
I do not expect troubles here in the north of Kosovo and Metohija, because simply people will not recognize that secession. People will reject it and people will act like this didn't happen.
As has been the case since the United Nations took over from the expelled Serbian administration, North Mitrovica uses Serbian money, flies the Serbian flag, reads Serbian newspapers, and uses Serbian license plates. Across the river to the south, the UN regional administrator, Gerard Galucci, occupies a third-floor office in a building that was once a Serbian bank. Galucci says that beneath a calm exterior, both sides of the city are tense.
The important thing is that here we have a very delicately balanced situation, certainly in the north. I think Serbs and Albanians who live here understand quite well how fragile it is.
Galucci, a retired U.S. diplomat, says Mitrovica remains fragile because much of the population is armed.
Everybody has weapons, north and south here. It's an unfortunate reality that there are enough guns here for another war.
The office of South Mitrovica's mayor, Bajram Recepi, is just across the street from Galucci's. Both overlook the Ibar River, the main bridge, and the large French garrison on the south bank of the river. Recepi is concerned about provocations that could spark violence when independence is declared.
People probably, they could be provoked. I mean, Albanian majority and non-Serbian community. Have to have self-control.
50 years ago, in socialist Yugoslavia, Mitrovica was a relatively prosperous city. It was a single-industry town. The Trepča mining complex, with its network of smelters, power plants, and fabrication facilities on both sides of the river, employed 25,000 people of all ethnicities. Today, the sprawling Trepča works are idle and decrepit. Experts say there's no hope of significant revival. Mitrovica's unemployment rate exceeds 65%. Even if there is no violence here after independence, the city's economy is destitute. This, says UN Administrator Galucci, is the city's biggest problem.
You see the men filling the cafes, young men who have no prospect of finding a job, middle-aged and older men who once were able to bring home the salaries and provide for their families, living on whatever they can find.
There are fears that idle, unemployed men could easily be stirred by nationalist emotion. Kosovo's NATO-led security force, known as KFOR, is confident that it can keep the peace, whatever happens in the territory. On both sides of the river, people are reassured by the presence of KFOR, whose numbers throughout Kosovo total some 16,000. Barry Wood, VOA News, Mitrovica.